Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcast. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. It's the Sweet and Salty Roundabout with Possum and the Big Guy and special guest. It's...
Penny.
Penny Flanagan.
Penny Flanagan.
Yep.
That's not- like on the voiceover thing, on the voicemail thing, you know what it says, say your name
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Penny Flanagan. You have called.
Penny. Penny.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo.
We really need a nickname for you, so all I can remember,
yeah.
One Scoop Penny. Did you just give Kitty one scoop of vanilla ice cream?
I think I've been misrepresented on this podcast.
Just,
yeah. I'm hoping
one
to correct.
One Scoop Penny, that's a really
yeah,
good
one scoop, that's
you.
All you need. It's all you need, man.
Yeah, I mean, you've got sort of teenage grown-up boys. Surely they're heaps of ice cream, aren't they? Those lads.
It's not even scoops. They just take the whole the whole container.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Just disappears. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dave, can I just, before we get into it, because Penny's staying with me at the moment.
Yeah. Who's doing the cooking?
Well, I'm doing the cooking, but there's a bit of contention about what time dinner is served. Now, you've got a family.
Yeah.
So what time do you serve dinner?
6, sometimes 5:30.
Thank you.
Nursery tea.
Yep. Do you know why? Everything turns to shit. Otherwise, your whole night turns to shit.
Yeah, I just read that in a parenting book years
Same.
Ago. It said, just bring it forward if it's shit. Yep. Just bring it forward.
Yeah.
Because are you normally 7, Kitty? Or
7:30.
European.
7:30,
yeah.
It's like you're in France.
Sometimes 8.
Well, I served up dinner the other day at 7, thinking I'd gone really early.
It's not bad.
And she wasn't happy about it. But can you give me the description of why you have to have it at 6? Otherwise, what happens?
Digestion.
My kids start rocking the fridge. It's like they would come in and just like, snacks, rocking the fridge and, you know, out of control.
It's true. But you're like my Swiss brother, Glenn, who's the other sibling who's been on this podcast. And when mum and dad used to go stay with him in Switzerland, dad would say, it's bloody 7 o'clock and there's nothing on the stove. There's nothing. No one's chopping up anything. Yeah, because they eat at like 8 or something or 8:30.
Well, tonight I got dinner on the table at 5 to 6, but I was stressing about it from about 2 o'clock onwards.
And what you should be.
What'd you have?
I made sweet potato gnocchi with mushrooms and pesto.
I had gnocchi.
Did you?
Yeah.
Snap.
I didn't make it.
Yeah, I made it.
You made the gnocchi.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, that's an elaborate thing to get on the table by 6.
I did it.
Well, if you're making it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're impressive. It. See, we always talk in my family about Kitty coming over for dinner, but now she's vegan. Kieran said tonight, you could make this gnocchi. But now that I know she makes her own gnocchi.
Well, no, I told you, I'm vegetarian when I eat it.
All right,
like when I eat at someone else's house, I'm just vegetarian. So you can serve whatever you want so long as it's not a big slab of meat.
All right. So tacos?
Yeah,
do tacos?
Yeah, I'll eat tacos.
Sure, man.
Nachos?
Put some beans in there.
Yeah, nachos. I love beans.
All right. Anyway.
Okay.
Penny's here.
One scoop, Penny.
One scoop, Penny. Penny was a rock star. She was in Club Hoy. So.
Yeah.
More of a folk rock star.
Indie. I reckon you were indie.
Yeah.
Indie pop?
A folk rock like a lady.
Yeah, indie pop.
Indie pop?
Yeah, indie pop. Yeah, indie I like pop. That.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that. I was saying in my shared house, I had that record. We had that record, the Club Hoy record.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good record. It was that time of like the Clouds and all those bands from Sydney, wasn't it?
Yeah, Clouds. Female. Who was the other one? Hummingbirds.
Oh, they were good.
Oh, I loved the Hummingbirds. They were good. They were my favourite.
Dave was in a band too.
What was your band called?
Noiseworks.
It was one of the choir boys.
I've done that joke many times.
I really enjoyed it.
Captain Coco, but we were very...
Captain Coco?
Yeah, you've never heard of them. But the guitarist...
Was it prog rock?
No, like pop, like indie oh. Similar to you, indie pop.
Oh, great.
But we had a brass section and stuff because we liked bands like Madness, but we didn't want to be a ska band, but we wanted to be like a fun...
Yep. Like the Models?
No, they were too cool. We loved the Models. Cool. Oh, okay. My God. No, more like Haircut 100. Remember Haircut 100? Love Plus One. Anyway, like indie pop
with a brass section.
We had a brass section, yeah.
That's serious.
But the guitarist Mark Murphy left, and he formed Ripe. Remember Ripe?
I do know that name. Yeah,
they were big in the '90s. Anyway,
bass man.
Yeah, on the bass man. You were singer, guitarist, weren't you?
Guitarist. Yeah, that's playing fast and loose with that.
But you sang the new?
Yeah. I was the songwriter.
Wow.
All right. Wow. But as Dave would say, we're not here to talk about that.
Yeah, we're not here to talk about that. There's snacks on the table.
So for the first segment, for our feature act today, we're going to give it over to Penny and have Penny's sweet and salty selections because she's not as big of a junk food eater as I am.
I've heard.
But she has chosen her favourites for us, a sweet and a salty. So, Peg, if you want to talk us through...
It's not a blind tasting. I can say what it is.
You can say what it is.
Okay. This is the Red Rock Deli trio of cheeses.
Most importantly, not a Fastenage.
Wow.
What's a Fastenage?
Colin Fastenage has some chips from Red Rock Deli, and they are the worst
chips.
Worst chips ever. You don't want to buy anything with Fastenage on the front of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No good.
He's a disaster in the lab.
Is he responsible for the Rendang?
No, that's Poe.
Poe's a better.
I didn't like those. Anyway, this is a simple concept. It's just three cheeses, man.
We have tried them, Dave.
Yeah, I think I like them.
Yeah, they're delicious. Penny loves them.
Because I really like the Jura, the French ones that we got addicted to. These are the next best thing.
Yes.
I think.
Well, I'm going to remind you, Dave, and see if you can remember all the cheeses that are in there. Okay, so it says they're a limited edition, but I'll be honest, they've been out for a while. I don't think they're taking these off the market. I think Penny's keeping them... Keeping them on the shelves with how often you purchase. Penny does love a chip before dinner.
But best place to eat a chip, I discovered yesterday, in your car driving around.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I mean, there is nothing better.
How have you only just discovered
your
that?
Your hand in a bag of chips. Mate.
Absolutely.
You just described Dave's life, my life.
I was actually thinking that life doesn't get any better than this.
Why do you think I do so many road trips? Why do you think I drive to Sydney so I can just chow on chips the whole way?
Hand in the bag. Yeah. And you don't know how big the chip that comes out is going to be.
And just between your legs, one hand on the wheel and just the other hand just going in.
And driving solo is the best time to do it because you don't have an annoying person saying, isn't that dangerous?
Yeah.
Which is what people say when you're doing it. All right, well, let's try it. I can't wait to get back into
this.
Where
were you driving and eating chips?
I was driving back from having a swim, so I did feel like I deserved the chips.
Yeah, you deserve it. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, it's obvious, but they're very cheesy.
It's a trio of cheeses. Can you taste them all, Dave?
I can taste is there a parmesan?
The parmesan is the strongest. Mm.
But there's also like a creamy sort of cheese thing.
Brie.
Going on.
That's the brie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's also your standard.
The classic.
Cheddar. Yeah.
Cheese chips are underrated. Too often they're put with onion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And onion just dominates.
Yeah. I don't think I think cheese stands alone as a chip.
Great.
And that's a nice light kettle chip as well. Mm-hmm. It's not too thick and crunchy.
Would you eat that whole bag? That's 150 grams. Would you eat that?
Yeah, how many days would that last you, Peg?
One scoop Penny.
One scoop Penny I'd probably get that to last me 3 days.
Wow.
3 days?
Yeah.
Great restraint. That's quite impressive.
3 or 4 days.
Great restraint.
Oh, I would have thought that would last you about a week and a half.
Oh, no. Yeah, I really hoe into the chips, man.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
You also like the chili chips, which I'm not big on.
No.
Love them.
No. That's the best thing when I come up to your house and stay with you and I go, I just want some chips. And then I go to the cupboard and it's only sweet chili chips, so I won't eat them.
Yeah, that's good. That's always good.
And I'm starting to think that's why you get them.
Well, they were my favourite, but then since I've discovered these are now, I always have these now. But I accidentally bought the Kakadu plum ones, you know, the cheese and Kakadu. Phew.
Yeah, they're not.
What a disappointment. What
that's like a fastenage. That's yeah.
That's
an amateur mistake.
I don't even understand it.
No, I know. Weird flavours. Weird flavours.
Why would you put plum with cheese?
Who does that?
Is it like quince?
It's Kakadu plum and aged cheddar, I think, is the... But
what
the,
is a Kakadu
it's
the, plum?
It's their native Australian flavours...
I don't like it.
...group. No one likes them. We had orange chips last week. Oh, we've had the finger lime ones. Yeah. None are any good.
No. They're trying to just be Australian, but, you know.
But, yeah, see, so when Penny just has chilli chips in the cupboard, that means that's good, I don't eat chips. But Penny came here and she said to me, how come you don't have any biscuits in the cupboard?
I the most said, elliptical explanation.
I said, because I would eat them all.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a packet of biscuits, they're going to end up in my mouth. So what I had to do, I have to go up to the IGA, buy the packet of biscuits that I want, eat 6 or 7 biscuits, and then I just have to throw the rest in the bin. Otherwise, I'll eat the whole packet.
Yeah.
So there's never just a packet of biscuits sitting in the cupboard because I would eat them.
Yeah.
What? But you were quite stunned by that because Penny can have loads of nice things in her cupboard and just eat one.
Yeah.
Old one scoop.
Oh, one scoop, one biscuit, one scoop, one chip. That's what we're calling her.
One chip.
One right. Scoop Flanagan.
So that's your salty selection. Yeah. So, everyone should try those because that'll keep them on the shelves and stop them being limited edition.
Mm, so good.
Now, Peg, I was surprised that this was your choice as your sweet selection.
Yeah, that's my kryptonite for sweet things. It's a raspberry bullet. Oh. I love it.
Daryl Lee.
Yep. I have them in my workroom. So I can just, at 3 o'clock, you know, the 3 o'clock
otherwise slide. Known as your office.
The workroom.
I'm just saying, your workroom sounds like, you know, you've got tools in there.
Yeah, like a lathe.
Because I was going to say office and it sounded like too important, so I just thought.
I like workroom.
And study sounds like I'm doing intellectual work in there.
Is it just work in the workroom?
It's just work, man. It's just work.
Just work? Any washing? Creep into the workroom?
No, just work and raspberry bullets.
Clothes horse? No, clothes horse.
So they're in your desk drawer?
Yes. Perfect for 3 p.m. when you start.
Yeah, I have actually found them when I've been in her workroom and I've opened a drawer and gone, oh, they're not going to last, and just eaten all the raspberry bullets.
What if burglars break it in and go, this is the workroom, the computer here, the workroom, we're in the workroom, guys. All right, well, let's have some. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I love a raspberry bullet.
I think the only thing I like better than those is the raspberry, what are those?
Yeah,
like the chocolate raspberries.
Oh.
But I like them too. Like I can stop at about 5 with those.
Oh, what do you mean the chocolate raspberries?
I can't stop
raspberries
eating them.
Covered in chocolate.
The raspberry
lollies. They are good. They are good.
They're like my biscuit for you. I can't buy them because I just.
She says that and then there was a packet sitting here on the bench for like 3 days and eventually I just went, okay, you know what? Here, they've got to go.
Game
and
over.
I just ate them because I was being really good. Okay, I'll leave them and she was having one a night and I just went, oh, for fuck's sake.
Just have it.
This is, and it was a tiny packet, so I just ate them all.
God's sake. Yeah, see, I've got to either hide stuff or not have it in the house. But then, you know, kids will eat stuff. Kieran.
Yeah, my kids don't eat the stuff that I eat anymore.
Yeah, they've got other tastes up there.
Yeah. They always eat your ice cream.
They always eat my ice cream.
But are they buying like Korean snacks and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, good on them, but, you know, good on them.
Okay, raspberry bullet time, Dave. Treat yourself.
Here we go. Yum.
I think I like them better than real bullets.
They're good though. I do buy them occasionally in the local shop.
It's the milky chocolate coating.
And Daryl do a good licorice. They do a good raspberry licorice.
I never buy them, but I do always get them out of your workroom.
They're always in Office Works.
The workroom. Mm.
That's why I call it the workroom.
Yeah, you buy it from Office Works. You're right.
Now I got something. Oh, because you also brought these. Whoa. Which I thought was an interesting choice.
Yeah. They're good.
I've never tried them. They also have the orange ones,
well,
which
I'll just
wish
tell
I
people
bought.
What they are because people can't see us. I was waiting for you to say it.
Are you painting a word picture?
Sorry. A picture.
Minty crunchy chocolate balls.
Yeah, from Daryl Lee.
The big ones? Are they sort of big now?
Yeah, they are. And what I've noticed, because I saw these in the shop, so I got them because I thought you might like them, Peg.
Hello.
What are they?
They've got a strawberry-flavoured one.
Oh, wow. Mm,
that doesn't appeal to me.
But you love strawberry Freddos, so I thought you would like these.
Yeah, but the strawberry's got to be inside the chocolate. That's got the strawberry on the outside.
Oh, you like the liquid centre?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, Dave and I will eat those.
Okay, we'll have them later.
But they had the – in Officeworks, they had the orange coating.
Oh, like a giant Jaffa. Yeah, yes. We've tried those. They're pretty good.
You know, I did a gig once when I sat next to the guy from Officeworks. This was years ago, and he told me he I think he was a CEO or something. He got rid of the lollies at Officeworks.
Why?
That's goes, crazy.
I don't like it that we were a stationary store and we have lollies at the front counter. I've got rid of all them. About 2 years later, about 2 weeks later, I noticed they were back and he was gone, I think.
He got sacked. That's not
it's
a good
the
idea.
Best idea. Because, like, you've got your paper for your workroom.
I know. Imagine getting sacked for removing the lollies at Officeworks.
It'd be great if everyone could start referring to their houses as to their offices as workrooms, especially like if in a real estate listing. So it's like three bedrooms and a workroom.
Yeah. That's where you do your work, man.
Free Oliver Twist in a way, like a workhouse.
Yeah, whatever. Like a workhouse.
Workhouse. Oh, I'll
have
one.
Have a minty chocolate.
Yum.
They've not titled these well.
Well, they're big. They're
minty
bigger than
crunchy
a Jaffa.
Chocolate balls. And so what they've done, I think they've kind of tried to get a name going now, and they're calling them BBs.
Oh, right.
And what it stands for is bigger, better. But, you know, look, I admire that they're having a go because that's not catchy. Minty, crunchy chocolate balls.
I like it.
You don't like it? You brought it, mate.
I know.
What don't you like about it?
Again, I don't like the mint on the outside of the chocolate.
All right.
She's really unhappy about it.
Wow. You can go spit it out if you want.
You don't have to spit.
Put your mic down.
You can go and spit if you want.
We don't.
Yeah, go, just
no, it's growing on me.
Oh, here we go. It's growing.
Yeah, it's okay.
You don't mind it?
It's just alarming.
It's a lot.
Mm.
I think it's a bit
very
too big.
Bit toothpaste in. Yeah, too big.
Too big.
Bit too big, and you've only got that one choice like you have with sushi. Yes. Do you put the whole thing in because you can't really bite it in half?
BBs, but also you just think that stands for big balls, don't you reckon?
Which is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, big balls. Okay, well, I think they should, yeah. It's obviously still a work in progress. And haven't Lifesavers bought them?
Yeah.
So now they can be big balls.
Daryl Lee have bought Lifesavers.
Do you want to try these strawberry ones? I don't mind those mint ones.
They're not bad.
Yeah, I don't mind them.
I'd be eating
them. Pretty good. I mean, yep. Daryl Lee chocolate, milk chocolate. It's a beautiful. Good milk chocolate.
Beautiful.
It was just unexpected with the crunchy mint.
I think I'm going to recommend with the strawberry one, maybe just bite it in
half.
It's a bit much. If you're an amateur, like you are, not used to a lot of snacks and only one thing, I think maybe you've taken on too much. I mean, you've already had one bullet, one chip. I mean, you must be full.
Yeah. No need for dinner tomorrow night.
Full.
Full.
Okay. Bite it in half.
Are these...
I'll get you a spittoon.
These are the same...
Oh, I don't like the smell.
Oh, I love the smell. Oh, it smells like strawberries.
Oh, yeah, like strawberry milkshake, strawberry Big M.
Oh, yeah, you don't like that? Oh, she's screwing up her
face.
I
don't think so.
I'm painting a word picture.
But I didn't like the mint ones at first and then it grew on me.
Good combination.
Oh, I like that. It's like a reverse strawberry Freddo.
Oh, I'm loving the BBs.
I'd go for the mint before I'd go for the strawberry.
Okay. Interesting. I think I'd go for the strawberry. Oh, I'm really enjoying that.
Not bad.
Are you?
Not bad at all.
Oh, yeah, big balls. Daryl Lee, big balls. Just get some.
BBs.
Well, hopefully they'll rebrand the minty ones as big balls as well now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Nice.
I'm going to keep
just get some. Well, next we'll do a blind test. I've got a bit of a cracker, I believe.
Oh, you got blind test? Great.
And I think Penny, you're going to take part.
Yep, Penny's going to participate in the blind test. All right,
cool. Well, we'll be back.
Hit pause, we'll be back.
Blind test for Kitty and her sister Penny. Hold one scoop. It's roasted goose flavoured. It's a lay, so it should be good quality. Roasted goose. Yeah. All right, come in. Come back. Come back, guys. Okay, well, I don't know if you've ever... I don't know. Anyway, I'll try one.
Oh, okay. So we've got a kettle chip. Kettle chip, or is it a thin? Maybe it's a thin.
It's a Lay's.
Oh, it's a Lay's. Is Lay's thin? Or just Lay's?
Oh, God. Lay's, just Lay's.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Oh, gee. The smell is weird.
Oh.
God, that smells.
Oh, my God.
That smells like a meal. Is it a meal?
It's definitely a meal, but it's just one thing. It's a meal, though. It's presented as a meal, absolutely. Oh, and when you taste it...
Is that a sausage?
No.
Bloody hell.
But I know it's got a sausage vibe, but I know...
Did you just eat the chip peg?
Am I not sure I should?
Yeah, you can eat the chip. It's all right.
Like, you can smell it
and lick it. But you can just get right into it.
Oh, sorry.
What does it taste like?
I just ate it.
Great. Give us your feedback.
What does it taste like?
Are you getting pork? Meats? Is it pork crackling?
No, it's not pork crackling, but it's not such a bad...
Is it some sort of curry?
No, but you're more on the lines of the pork crackling. Oh. It's not pig, though, but it's kind of cooked in a similar way to pork crackling would be.
Duck. Is it a roast?
Oh, so close. You're both close. You both almost
it's
got
goose.
It.
Goose.
Oh, my God, you've got
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
How did you know that? Roast goose. Chips.
What?
Yeah, have a look. Roast goose.
I wasn't tasting goose. I just because you said it's close to a duck.
Well, it does taste like duck, don't you reckon?
Yes.
I'm not really familiar with duck.
Oh, it tastes like that.
That it tastes gamey. That
yeah.
Is disgusting.
Exactly. Okay.
Wow. Roast goose.
Oh. Dave's coming up. Up she comes.
I've got a bad reaction to it. It's yeah.
Have we had roast goose?
I don't reckon we have. Do you reckon we have? I don't think we have. I think we've had duck.
How did you know that was roast goose? Because it's written in...
They have like a English in, translation on the back there on that white label.
Right. We had some...
We had goose before.
We had some... Maybe it was duck.
Yeah.
We had one because I remember where I got it. I got it up in South Melbourne. But it came in a different coloured packet to that. So yeah. Maybe it was like five spice goose or something. It was some other kind of
bird.
Yeah, it was some weird bird.
Anyway.
All right, well.
There we go. All right, I'll
now
leave
you
the
and,
room.
You and Penny can leave the room.
Oh, we're both going to leave the room?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'll hit the thing.
Okay, so Penny and Dave have gone into the hallway and I've got a Hers brand chip. Now, we've had Hers brand before, but we've always had the cheese curls. They do a lot of those cheese curls. But I found some chips. These are kettle chips. And the flavour is honey sriracha. So it's kind of chili honey flavour, I suppose. Sort of sweet chili, but with honey. I'm hoping they'll be able to taste the honey. Okay, I'll get them back. Guys! Oh, they're talking bands from the 90s. They'll be a while. Come back. I've got some chips for you. Okay. So now, Peg. I want you to describe what you see for the listeners.
Sorry.
Describe the chip. Ooh. Have a smell, have a lick, and then the last thing you do is put that thing in your mouth. You do not just put it in holus bolus because you know what? It could be disgusting. It could be roast goose.
Yeah,
it could
like
be
it
something from the ocean floor often Dave brings.
Okay. But I like ocean
I didn't know
stuff.
That.
I didn't know.
I love the ocean.
All right. So one of you blind testers, describe it for me, please.
Well, It looks like a barbecue chip, so it's quite orange.
It's very orange, yep.
And it's got a very heavy density of spice on it.
Thank you, Dave. I'm appreciating all that description. It's very good
it
for
smells,
the listeners. It doesn't smell like I thought it would.
No, but a bit beefish, kind of like OXO.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, you get it when you lick it. Ah!
It's a bit of heat.
Oh!
It's a bit of heat.
Oh, it's a lot of burn. Oh, that's a lot of burn. Wow. Anyone? Peg's taking a gentle lick. What are you getting?
I'm just getting like spice.
Just burn.
And maybe oxy cubes.
Yeah, a bit beefish. It's not beef, is it?
It's not beef, no.
Oh, chicken.
No, there's no meat in there. It's just...
It's a burny thing, is it?
It's
or?
Burn. It's a specific brand of burn.
Yes. Yes.
And now it's
like...
Yeah, what is that one?
You're chipotle? Chipotle.
No, it's not chipotle. It's
the
an Asian
one. Oh.
Oh.
It's a pepper of some sort.
No. It's like a chili, but
yeah, it's
a
chili.
Specific sort of chili sauce.
Ooh, oh, it's not sweet chili. No,
no,
it's not sweet chili.
More burny than that.
Oh, it's
Yeah,
you
know
the one the kids have. It's a long name. Is it a long name? No, okay, it's not.
Peg,
not
sriracha.
Yes.
Is it sriracha?
It's sriracha and one other thing. But I'm not really getting the other thing.
Sriracha and sour cream or something like that? Sriracha and cheese? Sriracha and... Sriracha and tomato?
It's there a little bit when you eat it, but I don't think you'll get it. It's not strong enough. Oh, man, that's a burn chip.
Potato, fried potato, sriracha and... that's what a chip is, I suppose. Yeah.
Sriracha. Yep, that's bang on, Dave.
Lemon? Something like that?
No.
Go on, tell us. Just tell us.
Okay. Put you out of misery.
Yeah.
Honey and sriracha flavour.
We've never had sriracha before.
No. And they're really burny, aren't they? Oh. They really like sriracha because sriracha's got that vinegary
I can't
hotness.
Taste any of the honey.
No. So. I mean, that's what happens, Peg. They say something on one.
It
on
seems like it should be good.
It
I'm
does.
Really disappointed.
I actually thought they'd be good because I thought the sweetness of the honey would be there, but it's not there. They're just like a burn chip.
Yeah, just and fatty.
Bit fatty?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that'd be the fried potato that you're tasting there that Dave described. And
genius.
I'm just going to explain to people, too, that Penny's name is Penny.
Don't call her Peggy?
We all call her Peggy. So it gets very confusing for people because we call her Peg, we call her Peggy, but her name is Penny. And so then people always think they've misheard and go, oh, my God, is her name Peggy?
It's Penny, like from Lost in Space.
It's Penny, but we call her Peggy.
That would have been either. You would have been a big Lost in Space reference as a child. Wasn't there a penny in Lost in Space?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a penny
in
Lost
was.
In Space.
But why do we call you Peggy? I can't even remember now.
I think because when
was
I...
Was an old lady?
No, when I went to uni, someone misheard my... Jane misheard my name.
Oh, Peggy. Yeah.
And we just like it. So it's she's good. Always been Peg, but it does confuse people. They go, I can't understand. Is it Penny or Peggy?
It's confusing
like
me.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry, I thought I'd better explain it. Yeah.
Good one, Peggy slash Penny.
Peggy's more fun.
Yeah, Peggy's
Peggy,
more fun.
Yeah, Peggy. Peggy. Peggy, married with children. That was a Peggy. Married,
yeah, she was. That was Peggy.
Yeah, Peg. Okay, so next we'll finish up this episode with...
We're finishing up with the Big Boss Cigar Degustation.
So excited.
Dave has found... three flavours of Big Boss cigars.
Yeah, more than three.
And I'll tell you what, Penny's not going to like these.
I just can't believe how excited Dave is about lollies. Like, I just don't have a palate for it.
I tried to do some lame research and I Googled Big Boss cigars and it came. Some guy was talking about the history. I clicked on the article, it was me. I was quoted in the Sydney Morning Herald talking about Big Boss cigars.
And what did you say?
I just said, oh, people used to pretend to smoke with them when they were kids. And there was no genuine history in there. This was a 10-year-old article.
That's great, though. So you're the internet authority on Big Boss cigars.
And fads, you know, that used to be called fags. Which are banned in some states. Northern Territory, you can't sell them at all, apparently.
Do they have vapes now that you can...
Yes.
like a box shape?
Try the original. This is
the original? Okay. And what flavour is the original? Just
have a guess.
Okay.
I never really knew, but it's written on the packet.
Oh. Oh, well, it tastes like caramel.
Yeah, it's caramel.
Is it?
Okay.
That's the original flavour.
Yeah, it's caramel. Oh, that tastes like the ones I used to get when I was a kid.
It's nicer than I thought it would be.
Oh, good on you, Peggy. You're coming on board with the Big Boss cigar.
Yeah. And I wouldn't seek it out.
More. Are you crazy? We've got two other whole packets to get through and another show to do. And you're going back for more of the Big Boss cigar.
Because they've gone all out with this. They've just got a packet with just banana ones in it. Oh. Which I don't know.
Oh, I like that idea.
Banana.
Oh, you've really come round. I'm someone who wasn't excited by lollies.
I remember the Big Boss cigar as being sort of a nondescript flavour, don't you?
It was grey.
Yeah, it was kind of like just a nondescript sweet.
Yeah.
Just like sugar flavour.
Yeah, you couldn't even tell what the flavour was.
I'll tell you what, I like that banana one.
They're good, aren't they?
That's almost better than a foam lolly banana.
Pretty good.
I like the texture. I like the fake lolly banana flavour.
Banana boom, it says on the
front. This is a real first because, you know, this brand Finer.
Mm.
Who I don't reckon used to make Big Boss cigars. I think they've taken over whoever
they
used
have.
To make them.
They have.
But they never have good lollies.
There's some...
They're so bad.
They have a lot of licorice.
Yeah, and it's all bad.
Mm.
It's no good. Where are they from? Am I mocking another...
Yeah, it'd be local
company.
It'd be Melbourne, I reckon. Finer.
It is. I thought it was from overseas. That's why I was confident in mocking it.
Australian owned.
They've been crafting and sharing sweet memories for Australians since 1947.
They're in Hallam, which is near Dandenong.
Oh, sorry. I thought they were overseas companies. That's why I was, got stuck yeah, but, it's but, like but, when we got stuck into that biscuit company. It Cookers. Turns out they were local and there's yeah. only 12 people working in the factory. Oh, and we said they were the shittest biscuits ever. Aww.
Now there's 8 people working there.
remember the Cookers biscuits? You get them in really bad motels.
It's got a Kookaburra on the front of the packet.
No, oh,
you've probably
I don't
never
know
eaten
them.
The motel yeah. biscuits.
God, we have.
I just had another bite.
But you're talking up their Big Boss cigars. You're saying they're
great. I
know,
but they're good, yeah. So fine up, thank you.
And these
for
ones
the
are
finer things.
These ones are 4 different flavours, fruit punch.
Oh.
So they've gone all out with their
oh my god, there's blackcurrant, raspberry, pineapple, and apple. Okay, well I'm not trying them all. I'll try pineapple.
Okay, I'll try.
What are you gonna try? I'm not trying blackcurrant.
Well, yeah, I can try.
I'll try the blackcurrant.
Okay, well that'd be the purple one. Good on you. Take one for the team. The purple lolly.
You don't have to eat that whole thing. You don't have to eat the whole Big Boss cigar. You take yours, Kitty.
Pineapple. I'm guessing that's
that one.
That's
the yellow one, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Nothing comes close to the banana.
Oh.
Banana's
black currant. Nah.
Nah, I don't like
no,
the pineapple
no,
either.
It's not good.
I'll try the apple.
How was yours?
I mean, it was good.
Mm.
I wouldn't rush back.
No.
I mean, it's a good raspberry flavour.
See, I'd go back to the banana ones.
There's a reason the banana got their own packet.
Yeah.
There's an absolute reason. And that's because it's superior.
Oh, apple. I'm interested.
Oh, okay. Good on you. Wow, you're really...
apple's a bit...
I'll tell you what, she's going to be sick in the middle of the night and really curse me.
Apple's a bit toilet deodoriser.
Oh, it is,
isn't
Dave.
It? It is. It's real.
It tastes like... A, oh. Yeah. Like oh. Toilet, it's toilet dust.
Mm. Oh, that's not nice.
No,
oh,
but you
no,
know what?
That's horrible. That's like Glade air freshener.
Yes, Glade air freshener.
Oh,
the original
horrible.
Is great and the banana ones are great finer. Mm. So hats off to you.
Oh, but we don't want fruit punch.
But, no, fruit, forget about it.
Oh.
That's an experiment. Was Colin Fastney drop by and a bit of advice?
Fastney just had a go at the lab.
Consultancy. Well, that's it for the show. Thanks so much, Penny, for coming on the show.
And guys, sorry I ate the first chip.
And you're going to be around for the next
before
show.
Yeah,
you're going to join us again next week.
Where you will be sick on
and
air.
You're going to be a real pro and just eat tiny bites of everything. And next week, our feature act, Biscoff.
Oh, I'm intrigued by Biscoff too.
Yeah. What
is what phenomenon?
What's the deal with Biscoff? It's just exploded out of nowhere.
Gelatis, cakes, Biscoff everywhere.
I know. I've got some lame research, so we'll do that next week.
All right. Thanks for listening.